We're learning Simon Shin Tzadi Ches Sif Zayin. Okay, Sif Zayin. It's on page Reish Samach Hei. Okay, the English numbers go to page 528.
Reish Samach Hei.
And the next page, after 528, you come to Reish Samach Hei Shin Tzadi Ches. We are up to Sif Zayin. Okay, Hayushtei Ayaros, this starts out simple. Hayushtei Ayaros, Zo Smuchol, Zo Kuf, Mem, Aleph, Amo, Ushlish. Two cities next to each other, and the gap between them is. Now we have to remember that we're following at this moment the opinion of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is very strict. The Mechaber says that when do you measure 2,000 Amos? From the wall of the city. There's no buffer zone. There's no bonuses in the Mechaber. He's tough guy. We start from the perimeter. The Ramah is the generous one that says, no, you don't have to start right away. When it says 2,000 amos, we first give you a bonus of 70 and 2/3 amos. So we're following now the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, even though I was so strict, and I did not allow you to calculate 2,000 amos from 70 and 2/3, you have to start right away. But if there are two cities that are next to each other, and they are within, not 70 and 2/3 amos, but within double, each one we give 70 and 2/3 to each city for a combination of 141 and a third. 70 and 2/3 times 2 is 141 and a third. Then, they're considered one large city, and you can walk the entire width and length of them both, and the tchum will first begin from the perimeter of the two cities together. That's a chiddush. Now, why is that a chiddush? Because the Mechaber is of the opinion, if you have a city, and then you have a single what?
Is that like twin cities?
Yeah. So the two cities are. But what's the chiddush? The chiddush is if you have a city and you have a house. According to the Mechaber, you have a city with nice walls, with a real wall surrounding the city, and then 70 and 2/3 amos away from the city, there is a house. So then we can extend the tchum. The tchum will not begin until you pass the house. Let's say there's another city on the other side, and it also has a house that's 70 and 2/3 amos. That would be 70 and 2/3 amos. That would be okay. But let me take a step back. Let's say we have a city, and then we have at a distance from the city at, let's say, 140 amos. Let's forget about the third, 140 amos. So I can make an argument and say we should be able to count the tchum from the house. Why? Because we're going to give the city a bonus of 70 and 2/3, and the house will consider the house to extend forward or in each direction 70 and 2/3. So the truth is we should be able to extend a city forward not 70 and 2/3 but 141 and a third, because we should give both the city the extension and the house the extension. It's one thing for if you have a situation where you have a city and you don't have a little hut outside the city, then the Mechaber says, listen, you have a city, you have a wall, we're going to calculate 2,000 amos from the wall of the city. But in a situation where you have a home that's outside the wall of the city, then it's logical we should give the city the 70 and 2/3 and give the home it's also its own independent 70 and 2/3. And if these
but
two...
But it's not logical if you're not holding, according to the Mechaber,
yeah,
the 70 and 2/3.
But maybe you can argue the only time we don't give the 70 and 2/3 is when you don't have anywhere to connect it to. When you have a city and there's nothing outside the city, just a city and that's it.
Yeah, but the Mechaber says if there's a city and there's a house, that's 70 and 2/3.
Oh, that's the Chiddush.
Don't work.
It does work. The Mechaber says if you have a Mechaber, yes, the Mechaber goes, if you have a house, city, and then you have a house 70 and 2/3,
yeah,
then you can extend the city. The only time the Mechaber says it does not work is if you have a city and you don't have a house. The Ramah says even if you don't have a house, you can automatically get a bonus of 72 thirds amos. So here, you would say, since the Mechaber agrees that we do extend the city 72 thirds amos when we have a house, why not give double dipping? We'll give the city 70 2/3, and we'll give the house 70 2/3. So in total, we should give 141. Once the Mechaber already agrees in principle that you can extend something by 70 2/3,
a
city and a house. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point the Mechaber here is making, is that even though it's true, I agree that we do in certain situations extend 70 2/3, that's only when you're dealing with a single house. And in a single house, we're not going to overlap. We're not going to give double. Well, you have a city and you have a house. Don't go be hasel lom this. We'll give each one 70 2/3, 70 2/3. So as long as you're within range of 141, you're okay. No, that we don't do. We only give you a max of 70 2/3. So if the house is within the wall of the city with 70 2/3, then we will be able to extend the city 70 2/3. But if you have another city, a city A and city B, and what's called a city, in order to be called a city, the Mechaber tells us that you have to have at least, I think, 3 courtyards. You have to have, we'll see the details, you have 3 courtyards, and in each court you have to have at least 2 homes. So if you go and you create a city, 2 cities, then we're even more generous. Then we allow you to connect the 2 cities. If they overlap, each one will get its own independent 70 2/3. So the grand total can go all the way up until 141 amos. That's the chiddush of the Mechaber here. We'll see the words one more time. How you stay yaros? Again from Zion. There are 2 cities. Zos muchel zo. Kuf mem aleph amos ushlish kadesh yeshiv amo v'shirayim lazo v'shiv amo v'shirayim lazo chashuvim shteim kirachas. We consider to be 1 large city. V'nimsetz kol ir mehem mehalachas es kol hoir hashliya. Each one can travel the width and length of the other city. V'chutz salon outside al payim amo. Period. Hagah. I don't know really exactly what this means. I'm not exactly sure. There's no picture. And I try to figure this out. But basically what he's saying is, we have, let's read the words. You have a wall of a city. I'm not sure if this means parallel or perpendicular. Is this the 2 walls are breached opposite from one end to the other? Is that what it means? But it doesn't really seem to make sense. Or maybe it means
there's a pathway.
You, from one end to the other, okay, maybe. Uh-huh. Or maybe it means zo kineged zo, means on the corner. Both walls of the city, the corner.
The
charvu habot, right? And the homes in the middle are missing. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what they mean. The charvu, so you want to say that it's parallel. Let's see. The charvu habotim shebenem. Whatever the case, we have a city, the walls are breached, and in the between the breach, there are no homes. So basically, we're making it into 2 cities. Which have only 3 walls apiece. You want to say that means parallel. Let's assume that's what it means. It means that the breach, the 2 breaches are parallel one to the other, which basically means that we have now 2 cities, and each city only has 3 walls. And there's nothing in between. In between, everything in between where the walls are breached have also the homes having completely separated. So the question is, can we still consider this to be 1 large city?
Why not?
Because you don't have 4 walls. It's not the only time we have this. In the previous case, we have 2 real cities. 2 real cities, each one has its own 4 walls. And we want to combine the 2. Here, this is a really cool 2 cities. Let's see what it says. Maybe we should consider each section just to be like a house or a group of homes. And when you're dealing with homes, you only get 70 2/3. You don't get 141. So what's the law in this case? If it's some Mishnei Ruchai Secha, so here he gives us the leniency that even though it started out as 1 city and the wall has been breached on the two middle sections, so it's now like 2 cities, each one of only 3 walls, it's okay. We consider it to be have the leniency of 2 cities, and as long as the gap does not exceed 141 and a third, we can combine the 2 together, and the tchum will begin for both along the perimeter of the outer perimeter of this of the combination. Aval bat bayis echad. But what happens if we're dealing with a single home, just 1 structure?
In this case?
No, a new case, a brand new case, a whole new case. Let's say we have 1 massive mansion. We have a warehouse. We have a humongous. Let's see what it says.
Next to a city? Or?
No. All alone. Let's see. I will buy a sechot. I feel godol harbe. Even if it's very large. No, maybe you're right. So, no, you're right. You're right. I feel godol harbe. Ein loy din ir. He's clarifying the difference between the city and the bais. Correct? Ein loy din ir lo se slo shiv amo vishirayim. You don't give it an additional 71.
In which case?
Yes, they have a city. Let's go back to the original case. We have a city, and then within 141 amos, we have a massive mansion, a single bias. Uh-huh. Whether it's small or even if it's humongous, so you would say, listen, like what we started off with. Just like if you have two cities, we give each city its own 70 2/3. So if in total, so which means we give a, you're allowed to have a gap of up to 141 1/3. So why do we limit that chiddush only to two cities or to two half cities? Let's do the same thing to a bias.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying that.
Yeah,
saying in the case that I told you.
Yeah,
where the city got split in the middle.
Yeah.
If there are other houses,
many houses,
fine. But if let's say there's just one house,
okay, great. It's the same idea. It's the same idea.
If it's outside the city,
right? It's the same idea because one house cannot be considered a city. Yeah. Okay. If it's only one house, then we're only going to give you a max of 70 2/3. We're not going to give you the overlap. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. Aval bayis echad, bein shu oime bifnei atzmoi by itself, bein shu somuch liir berichu gyoise mishiv ma'ama vishirayim, de mishteya yoros kiagavna, as we just concluded, you have two cities which overlap over 141, it's okay. Nechshav kir achas ad kufme ma'alf ama ushlish kanal, aval bayis echo achas. Ein lo din ir. We don't do that. Now he defines what's called a city. What is a city? How do you define cities? Very important. Allah doesn't say this in the Mechaber the Ramah. Ve'im ha'yu shalosh chatzeros. To be called the city, you have to have three courtyards. Uvichol chatzer, in each courtyard, shtei batim. So it's only six houses. Can you imagine? Six houses already make up a city. That's a school, the city. You can go file for a charter tax exemption for a city.
What is a house? An apartment? Is a house.
One person lives in a house.
Dollar.
Yes.
This is a condo.
One person. Yes. Absolutely.
So
one.
This big building, let's say, has six apartments. It's a city.
Is that called a chotzer? I don't know if that's called a chotzer. You have to also have a called a halachic chotzer.
Yeah, let's say each one.
See,
has
this issue that you're touching on is very complicated, because in order to make a shitufei mevos, you have to have bottom and chatzeros. And since this issue, what is called a halachic chotzer, and what is called a halachic mavui, bizman hazeh, many poskim say, we're not really sure if we can reconstruct, unless you mamash do like in the picture books in the Aruch Gemara, which you're not going to find anywhere, we don't really know if we can fulfill bizman hazeh, in the modern world, a halachic chotzer and a halachic mavui. It's almost Shaloi Benimsa, an exact replica of the picture in the Art Scroll Gemara, and therefore we don't, Bizman Hazeh, do both Eruve Chatzeros and Shitufei Mevos. We just do one Eruve Chatzeros, which has all the chumris of Shituf and Eruv. We learned back before, there are certain leniencies that apply to Eruve Chatzeros, and there are certain leniencies that apply to Shitufei Mevos, and we make one Eruv, and we make sure that one Eruv has all of the stringencies of Eruv and Shituf. Everyone has to contribute. You have to put it in dafka in a bias. It has to be only from bread, not from wine, to cover all ground, because it's very, very hard to really construct the case of a chotzer and a mavli. So you're asking the apartment building, which there are multiple diurin, and you have one of one floor, but it's one building, has one big structure. Is that really what's called a chotzer? Maybe and maybe not. Probably you'll find the machlek sapoiskim in this matter. Yeah.
Interesting. The halachas have brought down the Rebbe Yatzeif.
Yes.
And he has very nice
pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to look at it then. Excellent. Of the Rebbe Yat. The 39, the 39 Malachas. Unbelievable safer. Yeah. Fantastic safer. Awesome. I know who he is personally.
Wow.
It's a wonderful safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go further now. The next sif. Hayush. Now this is a little complicated. We need to come onto some of the pictures. Okay, I'll try to go slow. Hayush Leishak, this is Sugim Sech Ervin. Okay, coming along not so far ahead. We have these dafim and a lot of pictures and all of the nice picture books. Hayush Leishak Kifarim Mishulashim. We have three villages. Mishulashim, they look like a triangle. Three villages. And they're configured in a very unique way. Im yesh bein hu emtsoyu bein kolecha meachitzoynim alpayim amo. If there is between the middle one and each one of the outer ones alpayim amo, 2,000 amos oipachus mikanu bein shnai meachitzoynim reish pei gimel pachushlish. There is less than 283 amos minus a third, which is a combination of three times 70 and two-thirds. I'll show you what this means in one moment. Milvad Recha, besides the Recha of Urim Tsoi, Kidei Shiye Bein Kol Echad Mehem between Ubein, between each one. Hoyem Benim Tsoi, Keshetia Oisa Kiluhu Benem Kuf Mem Aleph Ushlish, Hare Shaloshtan Kimedida Achas, it's like one Medida. Umoididim Lohem Alpaim Amoluchol Ruach Michus Lashlashtam. Then parentheses the Ramah the Yeshayim the Ein Moedim and I'm Tsoi Rak Mechamoisecha. No, you don't do this only from the walls. Now, what in the world does this mean? So to understand this, you have to turn to the back, because these nilum on the dirshu, many times they overlap. There's not enough space. We have this on the page. Go to page 39. Very turn to the very back. We have the dirshu. Got to the very back. The very back of the dirshu. Very back of the book, the numbers start all over.
Beginning of
the very back. The back of the book, the numbers start over, and you come to page 39, and that's the wrong page. You have to go to page 40. Turn the page. Next page. So here there's an excellent picture that shows you exactly what's going on. Now you see here four cities. Three are dark, and one is light. The one that's light is an imaginary city. It doesn't exist. The ones that are real, the real cities are the dark cities. This is how they're configured. I notice from corner to corner, from the middle, the one on the bottom is called the middle. And the two ones on top, they're called, they're just the regular cities. Notice that from corner to corner is less than 2,000 amos. That is critical. If it's not, if it's going to be more than 2,000 amos finished. Every city stands on its own. Everyone has their own tchum. But in a unique situation, each city is less than 2,000 amos. Now, the question is, what we really want is we want to draw a box. We want to draw a box around all three cities, their common denominator. If you have to turn back, to, we'll just hold your hand on both pages, on page 530, the picture on the bottom. Go back to page 530. And on the left side, you see there are three pictures. Look at the picture on the bottom. Our real goal, what we want to do is we want to draw a box around all three cities and give 2,000 amos in each direction from the imaginary dotted line that squares out the three. So we did this before. We had this. We have a group of homes. We had this in the very beginning of these halachas of Tchumim, a group of homes that are jagged, some higher, some lower. So what's the halacha? You have the right, it's part of the leniency of Tchum to make a box. You draw the common denominator in Mizrach and Ma'arif. Remember, we had a whole discussion of how do you draw the box? Which Mizrach, which Ma'arif? The real Mizrach, the real Ma'arif, or you do whatever you want? We learned the leniency. You can do what you really, l'chatchila, you should use the real Mizrach and the real Ma'arif, the real Tzafon, the real Dorim, in order not to get into fights. Because if you're going to give people choice to what to do, then there'll be big machlekes where everyone wants to do it this way, that way. So, but if people on their own, they are all masking to go one way, that's also fine. But the goal is to draw the dotted line, the imaginary dotted line, like we have here at the bottom of page 530. But the only time you can do that is if you have a situation like on page 40. And what are the rules? Number one, from corner to corner, there must be less than 2,000 amos. Now, here comes the complicated part.
So in other words, in page 530, less than
2,000 amos. Correct. That's number one. Rule number two, we have to make believe that we're going to slide, okay, today, You have to make Liyima slide the city on the bottom.
Virtual,
like you know the iPhone, like you use your finger, you slide. Yeah. New muscle to this generation. You have to make believe we're going to slide that box on the bottom up. We're going to slide so the gray city is really the city on the bottom that has been pushed up. Uh-huh. After we do that, we have to make sure in between our new imaginary virtual city, there is less than 141 on each side. Mm-hmm. And 141 times 2 is 282.
And
right?
A third.
Well, two-thirds. And two-thirds, right. Two-thirds. So we have to, as long as, and we ignore the thickness, we don't take into consideration the thickness,
so it can be more than 282 and two-thirds distance
the two combining cities. The combination of the gap, we don't care about the city itself doesn't care. If you meet those two conditions, that's the whole thing, it's all you gotta know, that's finished. If you meet those two conditions, from corner to corner of the real city, there is less than 2,000 amas. And number two, if we were to slide the city up and in between the wall of the middle city and the wall of the exterior cities, there is less than 141 and a third on each side, we're in business. We can view these three cities to be one group. If it's one group, we can draw the imaginary dotted line around all three together, and we can count 2,000 amos from around the imaginary box. That's the halacha of the Mechal. You got it? It's be one big city with one imaginary box. So now that we got it, let's read the words inside. One more time, words inside. Let's go back to Ches. Hayu shloisha kifarim mishuloshim. We have three. I'm going back to page Reish Samachay.
Meaning mishuloshim.
Means like a triangle.
Hayu shloisha kifarim.
What?
A triangle.
Like this, a triangle. Triangle. Mishuloshim means like a triangle. Three cities configured like a triangle. Like three cities lying around like the way we have configured. So we have here mishuloshim. Im yesh bein first condition. Number one, im yesh bein ho emtsoi. The emtsoi is the bottom one, because the bottom one is in between the two top ones. Ubein kol echad mehachitzoinim, the two upper ones, al paimam oipachas, and that's from corner to corner.
Right.
Like you see in the picture on page 40. What?
What page do you want?
I'm going back and forth between with the mechaber, the text, on page Reish Samachay and the picture.
This is on page...
40. Right.
It's on page 40.
Right. Right. If you would two conditions. Before you slide it up, you have to first make sure that from corner to corner there's less than 2,000 amas.
Okay.
That's the first. Why? Because 2,000 is the tchum. Right. 2,000. So therefore, that's number one. That you're still really physically part of the same city. It's a very good hakdama for Daf Yomi. Now you learn all these. You said this very soon. So there's all now you know the halacha. You'll see it inside. So shloish kavar mishloish miyim yesh.
The city was lower down.
Yes, yeah, it is lower down. It is lower down.
No, even lower.
No good. Forget it.
That's the most you could do it.
If it's lower down, one amma lower down, forget it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Three separate cities.
Exactly.
Each one has their own tchum. No, nothing to talk about.
City out of town, right?
Yeah.
Out of town, very good. Chutz l'machane. They have their own rabbi, own shul. Even the city itself has five shuls, but certainly. Hi, so chavrei mo echa meachitzayim alpaim amma oipachos. Mikan, ubein, and condition number two. Now, condition number two means, now we have to do imaginary rules.
Right, yeah.
Make believe we would slide it up, and mikan, period. And also, ubein, shnayim hachitzainim, reish pe gimel ama pacha shlish. 283 minus a third, which is it's much easier for us. We go the other way around. Well, 141 and a third multiplied by two is 282 and two thirds. Same thing. Milvad Reichav, and he makes it very clear in the parentheses. Milvad, of course, it doesn't mean from end to end. It means besides the city. We don't count the city. Ignore the city itself. We're just talking about the gaps. Milvad Reichav Yerim Soi Kidei Sheyia Bein Kol Echad Mehem Bein. Between each city, Ubein Rabbeinu Amitzai, Keshetiro, Isaki, and the middle one, the virtual middle one. Rabbeinu Amitzai, Keshetiro, Isaki, Luhu Beneim. When you'll virtually view it being in between the two, you'll slide it up, not more than Kuf, Men, Aleph, Ushlish. Oh, we're in business. Hare Shalosh Dan, Ki Medina Achas, it's one Medina. Umaydim Lachem
Apaimama. Why not here?
Because there was a Tzioni. Because
he was.
So Arish Lashon Kemedina Achas and Moedim Lahem. It's one Medina. It's one. It's one to consider. I don't know why you switched. I really don't know why. I guess maybe Medina means, because maybe a Medina Taka does mean many cities. A Medina means multiple cities together. So you don't want to use an ear. It's a kfar, so we have many ayorim together. You become like a group of cities, an alliance.
Once you have more than two, okay.
Yeah, it's an alliance of cities. Kemedina achas u'moydedim lohem al pai ma'amol l'chol ruach and yimesh v'znas v'tzayid mi'chutz l'shloshtan. Like the picture here, picture 65. Picture 65 is not really referring to this machab, but it's really the same idea. He was borrowing from the Be'er Halacha, but it's the same idea. You make a box around all three and you're in business. Then the Rambam says, not so fast. The Rambam is not so happy with this.
Where is this picture 65?
On the next, on the page to the left. Page 30, and go to the left. Page 35, 531. On the bottom. The Yeshayimrim, and that is picture on the top of, on the left. Page 531 on the top. Yes. Here we have a number. The Yeshayim, some say, De'ein moedin min hoem tzai. Even in these situations, we don't measure from the middle one. Rak mechay moseha. Nope. We only measure mechay mosecha from its walls. Now that's a little more complicated. In other words, this is mamash the gemara. This, look, you see over here. This is Tosfos the Harash Perikets and Arvin Vetur. In other words, what he's doing is we only are going to be generous. It's complicated. To slide up when you meet all of the conditions. You've met all the conditions, right? It's less than 2,000 amos from corner to corner. After we slide it up, like on the iPhone, you push it up in between those two cities, it's going to be less than 141 on each side, total of 282 2/3. Wonderful. We're very excited. But the only thing that we get excited about is to join the two cities together. We join the two cities together to give them where one city, where a city on the left on top can, he can walk all the way across, and then he can walk another 2,000 amos from the edge of city on the right. But we don't join the city on the bottom. What? Like you see the dotted? You see the dotted lines in the
so
picture on top.
The city on the bottom is isolated.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So the city on the bottom helps out. Is going to assist. It's zen nene. It's mahane, but doesn't receive any benefit for itself. It's a catalyst of someone else.
Maybe half pregnant.
But in itself gets nothing out of it. See picture number 58. We're going to slide up the city on the bottom to the top to give the two cities on the top the benefit of a lie of a joining together. What's the benefit of joining together? Each one will be able to first walk all the way across to the other city with no limitation, and then first begin a tchum of 2,000 amos. But the guy on the bottom, he gets nothing out of this. The guy on the bottom does not have any benefit. If you go and you say, like the Mechaber says all three cities get a gain from each other. You draw an imaginary line around all three cities, and everyone now gets the same 2,000 amos in all four directions. That's the Mechaber. That's the picture on the bottom. That's picture 65. When the two conditions have been met, from page 40 in the back of the Sefer, according to the Mechaber, we draw one big, beautiful box, picture 65, and everyone is happy, Shalom al Yisrael. The Ramah says, if all two conditions have been met, then we're going to give a benefit, a bonus, to the two cities on top. But we're not giving any bonuses to the city on the bottom.
Yes, sir.
So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah, let's hear the Mishnah Berurah. What he says, Mem Gimel, the Ein Moedim Rak Mechamaser Ratzolaymah, the Loi Machani Hasvar Roy Rak This is mamash learning the daf gemara here. This is rak linyan shnei achitzaynim sheyuki irachas. We only give a benefit to two months. Avolay linyan tzayam amtzav yalkim this and chum shalohu rak savachem esach luchol tzabuvat. The time amshim near so can move love yom ben achitzaynim yafsid. If you can't have you can't give even two. If you want to slide it up, then you have to be limited to the tchum. Kol kach luchas shen sheein the litzadik tzaynim. Well, in halacha. Okay, comes to answer your question. Naktinan kideh harishayna, like the mechaber. We're lenient, not like Tais, which is very chayishishna. Because Rubidu, you know, notice, when you learn Gemara, if you learn halacha, you'll notice very often, more often than not, the halacha is like Taisus. When Taisus, Paskin says a chidish in Pshan the Gemara, even though Yishna, that's not ik, when you learn Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara, the ik is like Rashi. And your Rebbe, I remember someone like this, our official shachter, he was on the big Magid Daladaf tapes. One of the biggest Magidim, so he said that when he was giving, he was preparing the Daladaf tapes. Many years ago, there was a certain sugya, and Rashi learns a mahalach in the sugya, which is extremely difficult. It's a very big doichik to attach the words of the Gemara like this, and Tosfos glat. Learns the Gemara in an entirely different fashion, very simple pashut. So yes, Rav Pam, how should he explain? He only has enough time on the tape to explain the Gemara either according to Rashi or Tosfos, and he would much prefer to explain according to Tosfos because it's mamish glad, it fits into the words of the Gemara easy as pie. Rav Pam says no. When you learn Gemara, the Iker is Rashi. Rashi is pshat Gemara. When it comes to halacha. Halacha Shulchan Aruch, Ruba de Ruba, we follow the Baalei Tosfos. Why? Because the Baalei Tosfos, it was a group of 40, how many Tanoim, how many about Rishonim, were like I think 40 something. It was a consensus. That's why do you have Tosfos? One Arabin Hanan, why do you have Tosfos on the page? And that other, because Tosfos is not just one person, it was a group. It was the Baalei Tosfos. Which like 40 Baalei Tosfos
specializing in a certain Gemara, and they got together, and then
they all this the consensus. It's the consensus of a group of people. It's a roiv, and therefore the halacha ruba druba follows the Tosfos mahalach and the pshat in the Gemara ruba druba. So you'd expect over here, since this comes from Tosfos, picture number 458 follows Tosfos. So you would expect to follow Tosfos. No, the Mishnah Berurah says we follow Rashi. We follow Rashi. So, halin halacha naktin kedei harishayna. We're doing a sif from why? Since it's only a chumah derabanan haleich acher hamekel. So then the rabbanan umaydim loyim tsoy alpay mechutz lemechutz lechit lachitzanim. We measure lechutz lachitzanim like picture number 65 from the bottom. Vefiluhachi lahipsa lemechashes. You don't lose any. So therefore, it's a very nice halacha. Okay, so we'll stop here. You know what we'll do is we'll take a break now. I don't have that much to say for Daf Yomi, so we'll combine the minog with the Daf Yomi after we take a break.